This morning we start with a look at something which too many don't see. Homelessness is one of those issues of society which is overlooked because the eyes don't always connect with the challenge. And that absence of needed attention makes getting an individual or a family back into some level of stability much more prolonged process. The problem is increased due to the mistaken belief that homelessness is more commonly a matter in some of the larger, more urban regions of the state, like New Jersey. My first guest today is here with the reality of the homeless situation. Now, while her organization assists people and families in Sussex County, the statistics and the challenges that her work addresses is pretty much representative of the issue no matter where you are in the state. She's the executive director of Family Promise of Sussex County, Chris Budo. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And the website for Family Promise of Sussex County is, if you're assuming the obvious, right, familypromisesussex.org. And just as an overview, not to get too heavy in statistics, because that's difficult to really communicate for someone who's just listening, but if you had to describe the state of the homeless and what their opportunities are, I guess would be the choice of words, what would that be right now, in the here and now?
Okay, state of the homeless in Sussex County. We have quite a number of families who are living either doubled up in somebody's house, living in, a basement or a garage in their car. We have families in the summertime that do live in tent villages throughout the communities here in Sussex County. Some of the greatest challenges are them accessing resources. There's limited transportation options to some of the parts of the county. The county bus system serves the bottom portion of the county really well. I believe it goes into Sussex, Hamburg, Ogdensburg, all of that area, but out in Vernon, Sandyston, Branchville, Montague, those areas are very challenged. If you don't have housing, if you have any limitations and need to get to the county offices, it's very challenging for them to get into those offices. There's also limitation as far as housing options. If you're a single male, there are no shelters in the county to be able to find shelter at. The county does a good job with providing boarding house stipends for men. It's a limited option and a limited answer to those issues to just put somebody in a boarding house, but they're doing the best that they can with it. For families, we have a shelter here at Family Promise. We're on Church Street in Newton, and we can take up to 4 families at a time.
With those families that you take in, is there a hard time limit because of the demand, or is it we were hoping that we could rectify and help you step forward within 30 days, but maybe it's going to take 60, 90, maybe even 120 days?
Yeah, there is. It's a 30-day shelter, which is really a very short time to be able to help anybody move forward. There are so many barriers, whether it's, finding employment, taking care of health issues, whatever an individual's barriers are in getting back on their feet, you're not going to address all of that in 30 days. So really it's turned into, I'd say most families are here 3 to 5 months. That generally gives us enough time to address those issues, get them connected with community resources to, strengthen the family and help move them, get them moving forward again.
Dr. Chris Budo, who's the Executive Director of Family Promise of Sussex County. FamilyPromiseSussex.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And every year there is a census, so to speak, of the homeless population as accurate as is possible, as prepared by Monarch Housing Associates. And for the statewide numbers, there are 1,572 what are classified households who are identified as chronically homeless. 50% of adults served either as individuals or part of a family household identified having a disabling condition. 46% of the total population under the age of 30. 40% of households moved on to permanent destinations after discharge. Of the 19,635 households under the report, 71% were emergency shelters, 14% were families in emergency shelters. I should say 71% were individuals in the emergency shelters, 14% family, 11% in transitional housing, 4% of families in the traditional housing, and less than 1% of individuals were what are called safe havens. And looking at the Sussex County numbers too, Chris, I noticed that where statewide it seemed like the 55 and older demographic was the largest who are homeless, in Sussex County it seems to be the 18 to 24-year-olds.
There is a large population, 18 to 24-year-olds, especially being seen in the shelters. Being that our shelter is a family shelter, that kind of stands to reason there. It explains itself. However, we do have a Men's Day program, and we have an outreach case management program. And in those programs, we're seeing that older population. We actually just wrote a grant, and we're waiting to hear back on it. And it would be a rapid rehousing program focused at 45 and over single individuals. It's definitely a growing problem. I don't know statistically how that population, you know, works out among our numbers. I don't have those numbers in front of me. But just from what we're seeing coming into the office and looking for help over the last 6 months, it's definitely a growing issue here.
How well do, because the Sussex County, much like pretty much all the counties throughout the state, have several organizations and community organizations that work to help people who have needs. When it comes to homelessness, is an organization such as yourself left as an island unto yourself to do what you need to do, or is there a cooperative effort between organizations or even county programs that help at least strengthen, albeit temporarily, what a new homeless person is initially going through?
Well, no agency is ever an island on themselves. They would not be very effective in doing their work if that was the approach. Homelessness is a topic that's very difficult. You know, people don't generally like to talk about it, but we have to work with the domestic abuse shelter, the substance abuse agencies, the mental health agencies, in order to address all of the barriers that may be, you know, bringing about the issues for the clients. You know, we do an intensive screening. Intensive case management is followed up, and, you know, we link all of the clients to any resources that are needed in the community. We are a member of the community HSAC, which is Human Service Advisory Committee. It's a meeting where all of the agencies come together and talk about programs and talk about, you know, how best to provide for the clients that they're seeing and the trends that are happening at that time. It's a really important piece for, you know, an agency to be successful in connecting with whatever resources the client needs.
Wrapping up time with Chris Puto, who is the Executive Director of Family Promise of Sussex County. FamilyPromiseSussex.org is their website here on Issues and Ideas. And Chris, when you look at the fact that on the average throughout the state, one-bedroom apartment, bare bones at that, is over $1,000 a month. Minimum wage, depending on where you're working, I mean, statistically, the minimum wage is $8.38. Some places rounded up to $9, which is, albeit a small, but still a positive. But someone in the vicinity of a minimum wage job would have to work 100 hours just to have some sort of, not even comfortable, just bare bones again, mean of living. So when you look statistically at what a homeless person, homeless family are facing right now, what would be two of the most biggest priorities you would hope to see as far as funding, as far as programs, as far as expansion of something that exists? What is it that you're looking at right now that would help an organization such as the Family Promise of Sussex County do more of what you're called on to do?
Well, two things that we prioritize here. One is rapid rehousing funding. We have a couple of rapid rehousing programs that allow us to provide financial support for up to a year. During that year time, we also work with the client on increasing their employability and their income within their household. So it's a two-phase operation. We're looking at housing. We're looking at stabilizing that, getting the funding from some kind of a grant program that's going to allow us to support them to help support that household financially over the year, and then also looking at how, when that year's up, how they're going to be financially stable. Part of the program is that we're looking at their money management. We're doing budgeting. We're doing all kinds of seminars with them, financial repair. So at the end of that year period, when the rapid rehousing program is finished, that family is strengthened. That family has money and they know how to use their money, how to budget, how to save, all of those things that are really important. And hopefully by that time, they're no longer working minimum wage jobs. They're working something that is bringing in a living wage.
I mentioned the New Jersey Homeless Assessment Report. We've linked directly to that report over at our website. It's got some very valuable information. It helps you really understand the nature and the degree that homelessness is existing all throughout the state of New Jersey. You can also get a special report for your specific county as well. And again, we have all that linked up over at our website. We've been joined this morning by the Executive Director of the Family Promise of Sussex County, their website. Yes, we have a link there too, FamilyPromiseSussex.org, Chris Budo. Chris, thanks so much for how much you help those who are in need with the limitations that such as the reality around you create, but nevertheless, you persevere and do succeed. And thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you very much for shedding some light on the topic. We appreciate it.